I hear people say it all the time. You know, I miss bookstores and I miss record stores. Well, we still have a bookstore. We still have a Barnes & Noble here in town. I do miss the record stores, though, where you could walk, down the aisles, bin after bin of LPs. And that's making a comeback at the bookstore. Grammy weekend coming up this weekend. So Barnes & Noble is having a special vinyl weekend. On the line to tell us more about it, the Vice President of Entertainment and Electronics for Barnes & Noble, Chuck Gorman. Chuck, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks, Paul. Thanks for having us on.
Why a vinyl weekend?
Well, you know, vinyl records have just been going and growing in popularity, and we thought this was a great opportunity for us to really get people into it, to a certain degree give a thank you to our customers by offering some of the titles nominated for the Grammys, making them available on sale at 20% off, and offering all the other vinyl in the store at 10% off, really giving people a way to experience vinyl records. And if you're hearing this segment and you think, well, this sounds interesting, you know, I had records or people are talking about it, my friends have them. We also have a way, if you don't have a turntable, we have a Crosley turntable at 50% off this weekend as well as a way to get into the space for the first time.
Why do you think, Chuck, that vinyl is making a comeback after all these digital years?
Well, you know, I think it's interesting, Paul. It's a little bit as like what you said when you started the segment, frankly. The idea of going into an actual store and shopping for records, shopping for books, people like to do that. It's a fun activity, and that's part of it. The other thing is vinyl is really a great way to experience music. I mean, you can get music anywhere these days. You can download it. You can stream it, listen to it on the radio, a million different places to hear. But this is a way, if you have music that you really love, this is a way for you to own it. You can get it home. You can look at the tremendous artwork. You can read the liner notes when they have them. And you can really experience the music the way the artist intended it to be experienced.
I mean, my memory of listening to actual record albums, Chuck, is, you know, I didn't necessarily love every track on an album, but some of them would grow on you after a period of time. And you get used to hearing them in a certain sequence, just like you said, as the artist intended.
That's exactly right. And people are rediscovering that. You know, people who had kind of gotten away from it as music had become more of a download or an individual song phenomenon, people are rediscovering this idea of here's the record as a unit, as a thing, much like a book. You wouldn't want to just read a chapter of a book in isolation. It's the same thing with a song.
You mentioned that you're going to have the Grammy-nominated titles on vinyl. Did you have to work out a special arrangement with the record companies to have them press it on vinyl, or are we finding that more and more titles that are coming out today are on vinyl as well as digital downloads and CDs?
Well, you know, more and more titles are coming out available on vinyl, and more of the classic catalog is becoming available as well.
I think a lot of people are wishing that they had kept their albums because I, and a lot of other people too, no longer have our record album collections. I mean, I've got it, but it's all digitized, and it would be nice to have those albums back.
Well, you can come into the Barnes & Noble, and you can start rebuilding your collection this weekend.
All right, sounds good. What's your favorite album of all time, Chuck?
Favorite album of all time? I'd have to say Miles Davis, Kinda Blue.
Yeah. It evokes memories, too, doesn't it? You know, when you put on your favorite record album, you can remember all the different times you put the needle on the record, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's part of the joy of listening to a record versus just having a download or streaming a song.
All right, fun stuff. Well, we'll check it out at Barnes & Noble this weekend, Chuck. We appreciate you telling us about it.
Thank you.
All
Have
right.
a great day.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye.